Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 1.
Soft drugs in Amsterdam. In almost every country, citizens have strong opinions concerning drug legislation. Proponents of legalizing drugs believe the consumption or sale of some or all drugs should be legalized. They suggest that soft drugs, such as marijuana, are no more dangerous than alcohol, and advocate for the legalization of small amounts of drugs for personal consumption. Anti-drug activists, on the other hand, caution against the dangers of drugs to both individuals and to society, insisting that the legalization of drugs increases crime, drug abuse, and addiction. What, then, is the truth? The Netherlands has a unique approach to its drug policy. It is directed by the idea that every human being should be able to make their own decisions regarding personal health. The Dutch drug policy recognizes that drug use cannot be completely eliminated. It also recognizes that there are legitimate medical reasons for drug use, such as smoking marijuana to diminish nausea associated with chemotherapy treatment. Therefore, it distinguishes between soft drugs, such as marijuana, and hard drugs, such as heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamines, which often lead to addictions. All hard drugs are prohibited, but laws permit soft drugs to be sold in coffee shops and used in hash bars, as long as the buyer is at least 18 years old, and if no more than 5 grams are sold in a single transaction. What are the results of these liberal drug policies? Studies show that decriminalization of the possession of soft drugs for personal use and the toleration of sales of controlled substances have not resulted in higher levels of use among young people. The extent and nature of the use of soft drugs does not differ much from other Western countries. As for hard drugs, the numbers of addicts in the Netherlands are low compared with the rest of Europe, and they are considerably lower than those in France, the United Kingdom, Italy, Spain, and Switzerland. Dutch rates of drug use and addiction are lower in every category than those of the United States, even though the U.S. aggressively tries to prevent drug use by setting severe penalties for using or selling illegal drugs, even soft ones. Marijuana use in the Netherlands is half that of the United States, 2.5% in the Netherlands versus 5% in the U.S., and lifetime heroin use in the Netherlands is less than half of that in the U.S., 0.3% versus 1.1%. Drug-related deaths and the spread of AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, among IV, intravenous, drug users are also lower in the Netherlands compared to the U.S., or even to other European countries, such as France, Germany, Spain, and Sweden. Overall, the Netherlands has the fewest drug-related deaths in all of Europe. Although the lower drug statistics may be attributed to liberal policies, the Netherlands places a high priority on intervention and prevention with drug use. For addicts who are Dutch citizens, or from the Dutch Antilles, Morocco, or Suriname, a former Dutch colony, there are methadone programs to help them quit. These programs have minimal requirements for admission and make very few demands on the clients. This encourages many addicts to seek help. Once addicts are enrolled, it provides the government an opportunity to share important information on how to prevent the spread of diseases such as HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, AIDS, and hepatitis B. Because these diseases are typically spread by dirty needles, the Dutch also have a needle exchange program. Intravenous drug users trade in old needles for new, sterile ones. Amsterdam, the Netherlands' largest city, currently operates 15 needle exchange units. Hundreds of thousands of used syringes are exchanged for clean ones every year, which is extremely helpful in preventing the spread of diseases.